Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 16 of True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. Sit back, relax, as Dr. Morse explains detoxification for true and natural healing. On today's podcast, a brand new episode, exclusively heard right here on True Healing and on Dr. Morse's YouTube channel. From Q&A 548, Dr. Morse will discuss fibroids, being vaccinated, and intense healing crisis. Remember, this is your journey to Wellville, so get ready. It all starts right now.
Hello, my dear sweet ones. Ooh, it's cold. Brr. It's got to be 60-something. Ooh. In here, it's probably 40-something. I've been so busy, it's just really been hard to keep up with some of these videos with you. I know that's my goal. I was going to do one a day for the last week of Christmas, but oh my God, I'm so busy, it's not even funny. A lot going on. I've been doing some filming, so my whole office is a little rearranged, let's say. So we've got a lot going on. A lot of exciting stuff. I know the herbs are starting to come in, which is exciting. Oh my God, the iridology class is just, I'm done with it. I'm done with the final exam. I don't think I make it too hard on you guys, but could be. I'm kind of bad about that. I want to make sure you know what you're talking about. You know, when you have my certificate, I want to make sure you know what you're talking about. The worst thing to do is have a piece of paper that you don't know anything about. It's like medical doctors get their certificate, but then they don't know what, you know. I mean, when you graduate from any school, you know, it takes a while for the consciousness of what you're taking on to settle in and you actually take on that role. Like any other thing that you do spiritually, you know, you might have your attention on something and it takes a while for your other bodies to encase that and to assume the role. But then that's how you lock yourself into these experiences too. You know, in these particular times, those of you that can, I highly suggest that you become the watcher. Just be the watcher. Just watch. Watch your life go by. Watch things go on. Because I guarantee you that there's a lot of beings at work in your life besides yourself. And besides, you have yourself. And you're no different than me or anyone else. We're all watching through the eyes of consciousness into the worlds of creation, you know. So, you know, just watch and watch how things work and just observe. You know, just watch. Don't think. You know, build your strength up. The power is always in the now. The power isn't in the thought and the mind. There's some people that are very powerful in thought. But thought is never more powerful than that which created it, consciousness. So your protection and your power is always in the now. And you have a power that you're unaware of in that now, that can be used in that now without you realizing it. So these are good times to strengthen up. I think this next year is a good time for growth. Letting go doesn't matter. You know, doesn't matter what it is. Nothing matters so much as to hurt yourself and to take yourself down. You know, I see a lot of people kill themselves over other people and all kinds of things, and it's like, which glands weaken those? The adrenals. And I've got a medical doctor who wants me to call him. One of our clients is on an adrenal formula. He wants to know, I don't know what he wants to know about it, but adrenal glandular. Take a look at these. These are eyes of a 92-year-old. You know, I can't tell if it's a female or not. It looks like a male's eyelashes. Take a look at that. Look at all the cholesterol. Just saturated through the tissues all over. 92-year-old. Needless to say, the drug deposits, you know, those are all drug deposits around some sulfur. But Take a look at the trabecula. That's those fibers all around. Look how strong. That's what's 92 for he. Yeah. All the reddish and stuff like that. Somebody probably gave him iodine or something. You know. Years ago, they used to treat with a curcuma methylate. That's what I did. In farming, you got tore up with barbed wire or something. You just throw some iodine on it and off you go. Toxic crap. But, you know. This is a level 2 alumni. Take a look at this. Is that not beautiful? From the Netherlands. Is that not beautiful? Take a look at some of these things in here. Yeah. You know, I'm proud of each and every one of you. All the beautiful books that you write. I'm so excited. Isn't it fun to write your own book about something and put it out there? If we don't have your book on that you wrote on our website, you let us know. Because I plan to put every book that you guys write up there and promote those. Because people need to understand raw food's the living, not the dead. You eat dead food, your life is dead. If you eat the living, you're powerful, you're energetic, you're ready to go. So it's like, yeah. My problem is if I do all fruit, phew, I'm wired out of limits. I love it though. The energy's going to pick up a little bit here, I think. You know, this last year was a year of hell, of cleansing, that's for sure, wasn't it? Especially emotional components for a lot of people. But also brought a lot of you more into that, the alone state. Never be afraid to spend time alone, because that's when because you're never alone. That which is the all is always present. But the present is always alone, because there's only the one. How can you have all these life forms when there's only the one? Only one God, right? He creates that, or she creates that. Well, it can't be he or she, because that wouldn't be God, right? You can't have duality as something that's infinite, something that is non-dualistic. Form has to be dualistic in the sense of creating electromagnetic energy and thought. And then in creating the physical counterpart of that, that energy has to come down, you know, be shuffled down, you know, like a, what we call those in electronics, like a resistor or whatever it is, you cut that power down to where you can handle it. This is a good case. I'm going to cut through it because it is a little lengthy, but this individual is, and I don't know whether I can say the name. It says sent to YouTube, 36-year-old female, Yawanda, a country in the eastern part of Africa. She came across the videos, and I find that just so fascinating. Anytime we can help anybody in any of these areas, we want to get there and help, because we can change this whole world in the consciousness of fruits and growing fruits and fruit trees, see? Don't have to have vegetables, we have to have fruit trees. Trees are so much better than planting vegetables. So way back, she was diagnosed with fibroids and, you know, that sort of thing. But as far back as she can remember, she was always sick. But my sickness was mostly attributed to the fact that I was not eating, lack of appetite. Among the sicknesses I grew up with, I remember the frequently dry cough that I used to get, but it started subsiding at the age of 20. And she goes on, and then at the age of 7, I had meningitis. Right, so that's a big deal, you know, inflammation in their head. And I was in coma for a couple of days, phew, I'd say. When she was 8, she was diagnosed with rheumatism. So you're starting to see a systemic acidosis starting to develop here. You're starting to see that. That time I was in a lot of pain in the joints, and I spent like 2 months without attending school. My joints had swollen, and my parents took me to different hospitals for treatment. Different hospitals, huh? I guess they couldn't fix her, huh? You know why? Because they don't know what causes inflammation. They don't know what causes all this. I mean, it's funny, it's right in front of their face. It's like the treasures of life are always right in front of your face. That's why when you're the watcher, you get to see your treasures. When you're the thinker, you don't get to see all your treasures. You're too busy thinking. So, you know, you start to see this systemic acidosis developing here. I feel the pain mostly when it was cold. Excuse me. You know, like right now. Whew. Internees and stuff. So you had a lack of strength. And she had tooth decay, cracking joints. So, you know, you start to see a pattern here in the joints, cracking joints and stuff. You know that's acidosis. You know that acids leach calcium out of you, right? Well, of course it does. That's the balance of chemistry. It's ionization. Of course it does. You load yourself up on the proton side, you're going to be pulling some electrons. And that's exactly what you do. You pull the calcium right out of your bones, your teeth, and everywhere else. I walk or change position, numbness in my legs and arms. So at the age of 8 again, I started having rashes on my legs. So you can see the lymphatic signals, rashes. What system is down in that? But these medical doctors in hospitals are supposed to go to get well, right? They didn't know how to help her. They know how to help you. As long as you eat a standard American diet, I guess there is no help, right? Right. I mean, nothing is attributed to diet. It's always attributed to diseases, which is a fabrication of the medical mind. So when you make up a bunch of crap, when you make up a bunch of diseases, disease names, and you stand fast on that, on symptomology, instead of understanding where symptoms come from in chemistry, you're attributing some friggin' name to it, which is probably some medical doctor's narcissism. So it's his medical name, Barrett syndrome and all this kind of crap like that. Yeah, let's stick my name on it. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I discovered it. Really? Yeah, I love that. So at age 25, my skin started getting loose around my neck and arms. Now, I'm trying to lead you into a pattern here. So we had cracking joints. Now we're getting loose skin, right? And arms and belly, and started noticing wrinkles in my face. So now this is at age 25. And the reason I'm going through this one case for you is because there's got a lot of you going to go through this. A lot of you young guys and gals with all the genetics and stuff, you know, I feel for you. And that's why getting knowledged up right now, no matter how old you are, is the smartest thing you can do, you know. Because this world could change pretty drastically. And those in the United States have no clue to where you're going to go if things don't go right. You have no clue what's going to come your way. And it's not good. Okay, at the age of 33, I started seeing gray hair. Ooh. So she's getting major dehydration, right? And I can see it increasing every time. Moles on my skin, over the place. So again, we're going back to the adrenal glands because now she's not metabolizing sugars properly. And she could be pancreatic, who knows. But still, we're nowhere at her adrenals. Well, we have to be at the adrenals because that's the doorway. Right? That's a glandular doorway that sits on top of what? The what? Kidneys. Yeah, the kidneys. I guess people forgot about those guys. Uh-huh. And moles are more concentrated on the right side of my body. Right? And bumps under my armpit, skin, and they disappear after like a week and reappear after some time. So, she gets a little, you know, the little lymphatic bumps. You get them, you know, you can get them all over the place. You know, little, you can even get those little pustules and things like that. And it's like, this is all lymphatic sewage, guys. That's all this is. That's all just obstructions, though. Since I was primary school, I was having episodes of inflammation in my eyes. I would wake up with swollen and red eyes. They used to put some drops or antibiotics, but it kept coming back. Gosh, I guess they thought they could kill it away, huh? Oh, well, even though my eyes were not getting swollen, they were itchy most of the time. I started having itchy red eyes all the time. And this is at the age of 23. I visited many doctors and it didn't help and I got discouraged. When I got 30, I again started going to see an ophthalmologist that I was recommended by a friend. She told me that I have severe eye dryness. Now, If we go back just a little ways, we're talking about loose skin, cracking joints, and everything else. Does that pull us to where? Where can that pull us to? Oh, I put my crew, I put all you guys against anybody else out there. You're absolutely right. Parathyroid gland. Whether this is a pituitary or not, we don't know yet. We don't know our height. We don't know anything about that, right? Well, wait a minute. I have eyes. Yeah. So, dry eyes. Which side of chemistry dries you up? I mean, if a medical doctor doesn't know that, which side of chemistry dries you out? Alkalize, hydration. Oh, no. No. Dehydration, acids, and that's the lymphatic system. And you see there, her whole life starting to develop more and more lymphatic, more and more lymphatic. As she gets older, more and more lymphatic, more and more lymphatic. And it's drying her out. Well, now you got to worry about MACD and all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Tissue starts falling apart now. Right? Right. And she sees it in people in their 70s, and she's only 30. Mm-hmm. She gave me artificial tears and glasses to reduce block dust and light from entering my eyes, and recommended to do tests to see if I do have some type of allergies. Ah, I like that. Let's do a test. Hey, let's all go and do a test. Let's see what the test will say. No? No test? What do you need a freaking test for? You don't know? Come on, man. I mean, it's funny that the level of the Homo sapien puts himself in a very ignorant position. No wonder others are visiting us. Cysts and fibroids. When I was 27, I was diagnosed with cysts on my left ovary, and at 30, I started having irregular periods. Now she started having irregular menses. Now, where's that pulling us to now? Ah, pituitary. Aha! So now we're starting to see the pituitary. We know there's a parathyroid going. She's getting loose skin, she's getting loose stuff, wrinkles. Her connective tissue is suffering calcium loss from all this systemic acidosis. But let's do some tests and see if she has allergies. I love that one. It told me that I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. Another disease. There we go. Another disease. Oh my God. Causing hormonal imbalance. So her polycystic ovarian syndrome, her disease, is causing hormonal imbalance. And the reason I'm going over these letters is to show you the idiocy of this thinking. So remember I used to say that medical doctors look at the acid of the donkey to try to figure out what the donkey looks like? Well, this is a good example, okay? So this medical doctor is blaming her polycystic ovarian syndrome on hormonal imbalance. So she's blaming a disease for her hormonal imbalance. She doesn't understand that the gland that deals with her hormones is the problem. Now, they don't even understand genetics. When you say genetics to some of these guys, they go, whoa, whoa, how do you, whoa. Come on. So it's obvious that you lost your adrenals and kidneys when probably at birth. You know, where you're not filtering because you're showing a pattern of rapid lymphatic stagnation. Where now cysts are forming, fibroids are forming, you know, your rashes on your skin, everything, you're drying out. What else is that? So how do you change when you're highly acidic and you're drying out and all that? How do you change that? I say steroids! No, that won't work. Antibiotics! No. How about changing your diet? How about eating some hydrating foods? How about some fruits, berries, and melons? Fruits, berries, and melons. We got that, guys? Absolutely. A salad now and then. How about that one? That's going to be my Christmas, is a big old salad. Some cream corn, okay, and some cream peas, okay, a little cooked on the side, okay, but that... Maybe this out. You see what I'm saying? You You got to back this up to the wall. You can't just, you know, these ideas where you're blaming all the diseases on the problems. It's the reverse. It's the reverse. Her adrenal glands is what's causing this cyst. In what way could that possibly be? Well, what do they sit on top of? The kidneys. What do they control? Sodium-potassium balances, right? And on and on and on. So the kidneys, what do they control? Oh, they just sit there and look pretty. I just have a couple of kidneys. They just sit there and look pretty. Yeah, they're at the demand of the blood. The blood is the master of all. Really? Well, certainly will kill you if you don't have it. But it's a quick death, see? The lymphatic system is a slow, painful tumor, rip you up, dry you out, dehydrate your butt type of death. Not the most fun one because you're dealing on morphine with that type of death because you're in all kinds of pain. So I was put on contraceptive. Oh, shit, yeah, yeah. So she's having irregular menses, right? Medical doctor doesn't know the pituitary. She doesn't know how to connect all those dots, right? So she's blaming all that on polycystic ovarian syndrome, right? And then she goes, and the worst thing she could do is get her on more estrogen. Put her on more of acidic, even though a minor acid, estrogen is still an acid. So it can exacerbate the symptoms, especially when you have cysts on the ovaries and uterine fibroids, and you're going to take more estrogen? Huh, what did the boys in the oncology give you if you're a female and you've got female cancer? Tamoxifen and what's the other one? Rimadex. And those are cancer-causing, according to the World Health Organization. So here we in America give the ladies cancer-causing drugs to fight. Oh. I don't know. I mean, I'm just here with you guys, right? These boys got themselves in a big mess. And they don't know how to get out of it. And they're stuck in the middle of a world order move. So this is serious stuff right now. However, at 34, I was getting normal again, and I went to see another gynecologist. He told me that I had 5 fibroids and the largest was 5.8 centimeters. Yeah, that's pretty big. He insisted that I come back for the procedure to remove them, and I refused. All right. It's a bit of a long one, guys, but I wanted to cover some of these things. Because I had abscesses in my left breast, everything seems to be on the left side here. When I was 18, so she had abscesses in her breast at 18. So you see that lymphatic buildup through the years. Her breast, she had, you call them tumors, you know, abscesses and pimples and boils and tumors. I mean, they're all the same crap, same system. None of them are blood clots. Well, I had gone to do the fibroid confirmation. I also requested to do another checkup on my breast because I was feeling mild pain, and they found that I had 2 cysts, 1.6 centimeter and 1 centimeter in my right breast. For both uterine fibroids and breast cysts, the gynecologist told me that he was not going to give any medication and recommended to go back after a year. So, in other words, he took her off what the lady gave her, which is estrogen, because that estrogen was exacerbating the acidosis and the lymph stagnation. Uh-oh. So all that time you felt better, you didn't know it was harming you in another way. She has time, she started looking for natural things. I have been doing watermelon detox the past 28 days. When I went for another checkup beginning November 20th, I was remaining with only 1 fibroid left, and the other ones dissolved, either remaining 1 shrink from 5.8 to 5.4, which is a little bit. So she's doing good. She's now found us. She found the raw, the fruit and stuff, and so she's banging it out. And as I was watching your videos, I learned about acidosis. They said, oh, no kidding, honey. Holy crap. And lymph stagnation. Because, you know, that's where you get the cysts and the tumor. What is that stuff? What is that stinky stuff in those cysts and in that stuff? What is that necrotic stuff? And it's your sewage department. Dead cells, proteins that everybody likes. You know, all the burn-offs, all the spin-offs, and all the cycles. recently I was feeling extreme mouth and throat dryness to the point that I can't sleep at night. Oh, I bet. So this lady is in a bad need to hydrate. How old is this lady? I forget. The situation last month, and it started reducing, she's a lot better. Other conditions I have are like congested sinuses when I wake up. No kidding, you need to clean those out. Yes, yes, yes. Lost memory, lost depression. Depression, guys. So are we right about the parathyroid? We are right about the parathyroid. Now, does she have a pituitary hiccup? I would say so. Let's take a look at her eyes here in just 2 minutes. As I was observing, I noted that most of the time, when I was sleep paralysis, I have sleep paralysis. I also wake up with dry throat, and it occurs when I haven't drank enough water. Oh, you're going to need a lot more than water, honey. Other conditions I have are like congested. You talk about weak genes in your videos. I think I also have weak genes because I share most of the symptoms with my mother. Now, where do you get your lymphatic systems at? Mama. I mean, fluids aren't genetic, but mama's fluids while you were in her are. Oh, I was convinced she was sick for more than 2 years and doctors could not find what she had. That time my father had started developing diabetes and it runs in the family now. Three of my siblings and blah, 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 blah. I believe that my conditions are related to dehydration and toxins. Are you kidding me? You finally got it, sweetheart. I don't have a name. Well, I have a name way up here. No, I don't. Yeah, I do. I don't know whether to say it or not, but dear one, you found your way. You know you're going after your kidneys and adrenals, but I would say that I would do somewhere along this journey some herbs for the pituitary gland, and I would do a glandular for the parathyroid, at least one and one, one in the morning, one in the evening. I don't know how big you are or anything, but probably 10 to 50 milligrams each. And spend some time there. You could add some green drinks or a bones formula there to get some additional calcium to draw back and tighten that skin up. Because you want to make sure you're tightening your skin back up. You get your joints not cracking. You start tightening up, hydrating up. You know, you don't want to have dry eyes. No. So use our eye wash. Our eye wash promotes blood and lymph flow. And that's what dries you out. Not blood. Blood doesn't dry you out. Blood is alkaline. That only leaves one more fluid outside of agua. Just saying. So, what do we have here? We have right eye and we have left eye. Okay. Well, my dear, I have good news for you. I personally think you have really good genes. How old are you? I don't know. But, let's take a look, guys. See if I can get up there close as I can show you here. Let's see if I can do this alone here. So we're going to go right eye here. Take a look at this one. See if I can get this up here so I can see what I'm showing you. Okay. Chronic pituitary. Now, she didn't say anything about sleeping, but there's the pineal gland right there. Most of her weaknesses are in the GI tract here. But even its form, now she got a little spasticity right there at the hepatic flexure. It looks like she has some prolapsing here of the transverse. But she's got a lot of little like pocketed areas or something in the bowel. If I can see this right, that might be some nerve rings in there. Very difficult in brown eyes, and I did a special video for you for the class for brown eyes, reading that to see if that's cholesterol or not, depending on the light source. A lot of light coming in there. She'll have a lot of lacunas here. There's one in the hip here. There's a little pancreatic lacuna, so there's a little pancreatic weakness, and I would surmise that's a little gallbladder too, so you could, wouldn't hurt to work on that, but upper circumbrain nerve, you need to get this cleaned out. But there's a thickness of this lymph here. If you can see way up in there, it looks like a little adrenal's going on in there. So we're looking at the left eye. It's just hard to show you guys really what I'm looking at here without help. Cameraman. It's enough to say, though, we got pituitaries and we got parathyroids, just like we thought. So we're going to win the day. This lady has got great genes. She's got some real chronic stomach issues here, genetics into the stomach wall, transverse colon, descending colon, this portion of this descending colon, that's a big one right here. Spasticity right at the heart area, which is about mid-descending. You've got spasticity or a prolapsing there. Could affect the heart. And if I'm looking at this, it looks like there's a little lacuna outside of that at 3 o'clock, so you could have a little genetic heart weakness. I don't know. You'd have to look at this a little better on that. But all in all, I mean, yeah, that's out. You've got to get a lot of lights when you get into brown eyes like this. And I'll, if you come to school there, I'll show you about that. Because I did a side video for you on that one. Now, let's see. Yeah, 92 years old. That's amazing. These eyes are just amazing. But a lot of cholesterol. So it's stroke and heart attack will take them out. You don't have that problem. You're not... Nothing's going to bother you. Good genes, 90-some years old. You know, you're going to see the kidneys. Right there's the left kidney. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. All right, so it says, I don't even know where to begin, so I'll start by when I found you. I was around my birthday in May 13th. 13th. I remember from your videos, yours is April 13th. Yeah, look at that. That's a lucky number. Yeah. So I'll go on, a little history on me. In November of last year, I had a total hip replacement, left side. Ouch. At that time, I was 45 years old. 45 years old and a hip replacement. That doesn't sound good, does it? It was something that I couldn't be avoided as I had exhausted all options. I felt much better after surgery, but needed to really focus on my health. So, if you have to do a surgery, you have to do a surgery, right? I'm not bitching about that. But when you get out of that surgery, you want to hit raw, 100% raw. Because one, you want to get that inflammation out, not only from the cause of the problem, whether it was trauma or whatever, and you couldn't get that out of there, or genetic weaknesses, and you couldn't get that out of there, whatever. You've got to get on that raw foods. And take a little pickup on that what? Parathyroid. And maybe a little pituitary, take a look at that, because that can accelerate the healing. And when you get all raw, if you really wanted to pump it, you could do, instead of doing salads, you could do alfalfa juice. You know, make your own alfalfa sprouts and juice them. I used to make them, constantly make them. And I used to like to get them as dark green as possible, because if you sprout them yourself, you can get them as green as you want, especially if you keep them out in the sun. And so some of that is real strong, but high calcium, high minerals in alfalfa can be, help you, especially the 100% raw. The ones you what would we not want to do? What would this young man not want to do? Well, he's probably older now. Protein, that'd be the one thing you wouldn't want to do, because that takes calcium out of the body. Protein does not give the body calcium; it leaches it out of the body. It's the opposite. So everybody says eat all these proteins, really? Well then, see you later, calcium. Look at bodybuilding. Look at all these people like that. You know, and, well, you see what you get into. Anywho, I like this person already. I was getting it together, doing my PT and swimming every day and getting stronger. Then the shutdown happened. I live in California. Ooh, sorry about that. I live in California. Ouch. As you know, Governor Newsom shut it all down. Oh, yeah. Sad stuff, you know, when you know this is what's going on here. Scary stuff, guys. No matter which side you're on politically, this is a republic, not a socialistic society. And there's I just know that there's going to be, just like this young lady had a video from Yugoslavia, and she was saying how that the same thing they did, the government did to them. They even have a bloody civil war out of it, and I wouldn't doubt that could happen here. You got a lot of good old boys. I'm a Midwestern good old boy, you know, and it's like, I'm also Air Force, and you're not going to go to Arlington Cemetery and spit on those graves. It's not going to stand for that. I went through a bit of sadness, but then worked my way out of it. Good. Yeah. You know, this is a time where you don't want a lot of people kill themselves, really. So this is a time where that alone will help, because it is driving you to be alone and realizing that all external things to you could fall apart. But that is spiritually to bring you into your own sense of nowness, your own sense that there's only one thing you can rely on, and that's yourself. And then when you realize that the only way you're here in your physical body is by your attention, and that by pulling your attention away from this world, you begin to pull yourself back home, back to consciousness. And in that, happiness, joy, and everything else starts to replace all the other stuff. But I'm surprised, no offense, but I'm surprised someone hadn't taken this Newsom out. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I know a lot of guys that think that way, you know. I went through a bit of sadness. I found you, and I've been right ever since. Everything you talk about makes perfect sense to me from the lymphatic system. Oh, yeah. And you'll see that. And this is all this, what they call, is all about the lymphatic system. The one system they're the most ignorant about is the one system everybody's having trouble with, and that it's killing so many people because of the ignorance over that system. Excuse me, because remember, yeah, it was a bad food. I forgot what I was going to tell you. I'll come back. And may I found you, let me see here. I'm still learning, and I am gobbling up. Oh, thanks, man. You know, you just have to get yourself healthy and get yourself in a place of being happy with the self. No matter what goes on, no matter what you have or don't have, no matter what you look like or don't look like, no matter anything like that, who cares? You're the one. So, and you're just looking at this world through eyes of consciousness. And thought, emotions, that's the driver of your world, of your drama, of your patent place, of your Days of Our Lives, of General Hospital. Without the mind and emotions, General Hospital doesn't happen. I mean, it will go on because you created energies that have to work themselves out. But as you create these energies, work themselves out, you get uplifted. You feel free. You start to see more. You feel good about yourself. No one can hurt you anymore, no matter what. No matter what they say, say whatever you want. I don't care. I'm strong within the self. I started from the beginning, and I am working my way forward. Good deal. Also, my God. I used to have a lot more videos, but I've been taken down a couple of times. I'm not afraid to voice my opinion. It's sad sometimes that we've lost that kind of constitutional thing now, you know, because I don't care what type of legislative agreement these, you know, Facebook and all these, they should still have to deal with ethics and stuff. Thanks to you, you have a great health path. My mantra to anyone who will listen is fruits, berries, and melons. Yeah, you know, and you know, in the fruits, berries, and melons category, there's so much food. Of course, finding it, you know, I know I've talked to a lot of you guys, and it's like finding your food. That's the next great problem, is trying to find the good food out there, and it's sad stuff. The bananas have been all mushy, and sad stuff, what's going on. They lose our fruits, berries, and melons, we lose everything, because they didn't tell you that's the doorway of health. Salads, yeah, give them to your horse or your donkey. A few months back, I purchased your Hilo tea, which I love, and Upper Body Circ. I just purchased the Fab Four. Gone. Is there any way in the future video or podcast you can talk about what you can do in case we have to be vaccinated? All right, so if you have to be vaccinated and they make it mandatory, you know what kind of world you're in, right? And you know what's coming. I'm just saying. So, the gate syndrome, I call it. Ooh, bad karma for those guys. Oh, my God. Good for souls, but still, detox, detox. Whenever you put something in that you don't want, There's only one way out. The problem with most people is they're so acidic and so stagnant lymphatically that everything comes in and stays at home. EMFs, everything like that, radiation of every level, you're just holding everything in. Acids make everything cationic, agglomerative, holding everything in. And then destruction of the form of the body that takes place. Release that, open that up. And this is also about emotions. Don't you feel good when you release and you don't care anymore? How's the best way to be happy and be free? Don't care anymore. That's what Buddha found after, 17 or how many years he sat under the tree? Hey, I don't give a crap anymore, I'm free. Let me get out of here. My butt's sore. Just saying. At any time you want, you can awaken yourself up. But you have to understand it's the mind that keeps you from it. And as long as you praise the mind, good luck. You're going to be here a while. A few months, let me see, where am I here? You're going to have detox, detox, detox. And I'll tell you this, lymphatic, lymphatic, lymphatic. Any lymphatic formulas you can suck them down. This is for poisons. And these are all poisons like nobody's business. I was wanting to tell Trump, do not vaccinate the military yet. And you know why I'm saying that. You military guys, do not vaccinate the military yet. Wouldn't be a smart move. And you're vaccinating the healthcare workers. Most of them probably are already immune to it by now. But I have a sneaking suspicion that's where it headed. Yeah, I know. I have a sneaking suspicion you in California might want to get rid of your governor there and maybe elect someone that's got some kind of common sense. I mean, you know, I feel for you guys out there. I do. I wouldn't put up with it. I'll tell you what, we got a good governor in here, a Republican governor, so he's not going to shut it down because we found you shut down, it just explodes again. Of course it does. They know all this, guys. They're playing with you. They want to control you through fear. I had a dream. We met and we gave each other a big hug. Maybe someday I don't know you, but I do consider you a friend. I come to a lot of you guys and give you big hugs. You know that. This is Jill. Hi, sweetheart. You know, my favorite time is working with you guys out of body. So, yeah, that's the best time. But I feel for that. I'd say move out. Florida's a nice place. But I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. God, I just think that forcing a grown-up, because there is jurisdictional limits. There's jurisdictional limits in the federal government. Even Biden knows that. He even admitted that the other day. He can only go within his limitations of federal jurisdiction. If anything I would say to you guys and you lawyers out there, of course, know that is jurisdiction. Learn jurisdiction. If you get that book by Randy White I've got, and especially if you're a lawyer, you want to know the law, read that book. Because talk about a gentleman that understands government corruption and overreach and how you deal with that. But he's went back and researched the law from the colony, all the way back from the colonies, and he spells it all out and how it's all been adapted and changed and what true law is all about. So it's a good book to understand that in America anyway. And you know, the movement of the kings and the queens, you know, the Black's Law Dictionary had kings and queens in it until what, 10 years ago or something, maybe 15, 20 years ago. I'm just saying, you know. And then most of these cops and most of these are not working on actual law. They're working on the UCC. That's a Uniform Commercial Code. Most of you, I don't know if you're familiar with that in this country, but you should be in Europe, because that's basically your law in Europe is a Uniform Commercial Code, right? And that's not real law in the States, but they use it as like it is, you know. It's color of law, if anything. But you know, just keep learning and growing and making yourself strong, and don't let anybody hurt you, and stand up for your rights. You know, to have any government think they can put juice inside of you, especially as a grown-up, but even not as your child, you know. It's just, it's disgusting. And you're at war at one level. You're at war, and you just have to realize it. And you guys in California are in a big one, and you in New York, too. As you guys have the opportunity in New York to become a big slum city right now, and God forbid that. So be careful. I feel for all of you guys in these places that, I don't know, they're cuckoo. They're loco. We call them loco. Hello, Dr. Morrison Company. First of all, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, too. Who is this? I can't pronounce your name, but D-I-E-D-E-R-I-K. Love you, man. First of all, my partner, Marcella, and I love what you teach and have gradually made our way to a raw diet since the birth of our son. K-O-A. 2 years ago. Since arriving in Costa Rica 3 months ago and living purely on fruits. That'll be after I die, probably. God. Nirvana. I live around beautiful fruit all the time. Just be able to walk over to a tree and pick up ripe fruit. I remember we had a lot of apples, pears, and peaches, of course, up north. And a ripe red delicious. A ripe, tree-ripe red delicious. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. He went to Costa Rica for 3 months. Of course, his detoxification intensified. Of course it is. I mean, you're really getting into it. And if I could say anything out there to good past counselor here is, you needed to get into this fruits, berries, and melons and stayed there, honey. Not good. What's going on with her? Going through a lot of healing crisis symptoms. That's fine, and we trust. Remember, you're not going to go through a symptom that you don't have a problem there. You're not going to have a symptom that there's no problem. Why would you have a symptom of anything? If you have mucus, guess what's going to come out? Right? Sinuses, hearing, clogging, going up and down, headaches, stomach, bowels doing all kinds of things, aches and pains of all kinds, maybe rearranging of the bowels and the twisting of them. I mean, you can go through all kinds of stuff as the body's realigning and fixing itself. Pretty cool, though, I think. Don't you? I mean, come on. What are we going to do on this planet now that everybody's locked in? Don't stand for it, guys. Get these people out. They're selling out the people. They develop painful gums and many sores on the tongue and palate. And another thing, get this. This is another bad one. Your teeth can become loose. That's right. During detox, your teeth can become loose, and do not pull. I had this pancreatic cancer case. She had cervical cancer first, then thyroid cancer, I think, and then pancreatic. So when I got her, she wasn't digesting anything. She ate an apple. Basically, it came right back out, same way. You know, so that was pretty advanced. And I put her on, you know, nothing but fruit. And I met with her family and I said, I'm sorry, guys. She had a daughter about 19 or so and a young son. And I said, your mom is not going to cook for you. Your mom is not going to do your clothes. She's not going to do anything. I'm going to put your mother in a hammock out at the ocean reading spiritual books. Well, when you stop digesting anything, what do you do? What do you do? Okay, so what I did was, I used the herbs knowing that they're for tissues, right? Herbs are for cells. So I used herbs for the pancreas, right? I also used herbs for the kidneys and the lymphatic system, right? Definitely, right? I'm going after that, right? Right. I'm after the glands, right? So she's going through a lot of healing crisis, no question. Her eyes are really dirty. Really. Where do you see them? I mean, I don't think there's a strong cell in her body. Every cell, her lacunas were, I mean, massive. Her looked like a whole eye of a lacuna. some of you have seen it in iridology class, because I do use that one eye to show you what color is at number one. And, the connective tissues all over the place, all kinds of things there. But during her time, her tooth got loose. And so she went to the dentist and they pulled it. And then another one got loose, and she said, well, I got to go to the dentist and have this. I said, whoa, no, that's detox. Well, before the week was out, most of her teeth were loose. I kept pushing her through that. The next thing you know, those gums lock right down on those teeth again, solid as a banshee, and goes right onto something else. So don't freak out when you see some of these bizarre deep healing cries, because that's where you have the problems. That's where most people have problems. Receding gums, rotten teeth, because the lymph systems are so bad in the head of most people. Well, we drink milk and eat yogurt and all of that. Oh, get this. And all these little pustules on the tongue and the palate up there, absolutely. You can see those go up and down. Oh, absolutely. Tonsils up and down, things, lymph nodes up and down. Oh, yeah, you're moving, pulling. Absolutely. The fever faded and the pain is now a lot less, but the strong smell from her mouth remains. Well, he put fungus, but fungus is more of a sweeter, more of a, maybe even a, like a bleach maybe, but this could be proteins, necrotic smell, nasty smell. That'd be the lymph system, that'd be sewage, proteins. You know, what does meat turn into, right? And we eat it, so what? Okay, you get rotten in your body, because we do absorb it. The young child got a fever 5 days ago, a week from after his lady, and immediately had many sores on his inner lips as well as swollen gums. But where did your son get his lymph system from? Mama. Just saying, mama. They have grown in size and number since, and he now also has them on the skin around his mouth and on his tongue. Well, does he do a little kidney and intricate gland, maybe a little adrenal, maybe a drop or two drops of lymphatic one? You want at least two kidney formulas or three, and all fruits, berries, and melons. But when you get at that level, you're aggressively detoxing the body, aggressively. So you know, what you see is what you see. Excuse me. But a lot of people can't wait. They got tumors the size of footballs. You can't wait. They are white and have redness of inflammation around them. And it's just pustules. I mean, this is just the lymph system. Just take a pin and poof. No, I mean, they let them go in and out. You've got to get the lymph system. But the importance of what you're putting your son through right now, I can't even tell you. Because fixing his kidneys and adrenals right now is everything to his future and to all of our futures. Fixing your lymphatic system is everything to your happiness and joy in the future, I'm telling you. Everything from pain, swelling, kidney stones, tumors, arthritises, fibromyalgia, lupus, Lyme, right down that dictionary of diseases. He is still breastfeeding, and okay, so here's the thing. You want to test her breast milk and make sure it's not acidic. Because if her breast milk is acidic, then you got to pull off, because that's not good. You'll keep filling up his lymph system, and he'll get worse and worse. He won't get better, he'll get worse. This might not be a time to be on. How old is he? I don't see an age here. Raw diet since the birth of our son 2 years ago. So he's 2 years old. Time to pull off. Might be why you're seeing all those clogging up his lymphatic system. So my sense is time to pull off. It's 2 years old, guys. After 2 years, you lose the enzymes to even digest milk, lactase. So, and maybe even before that now, you know, you might even lose it at 1 year old. So to continue to consume dairy products after losing lactase, stupid, because you're going to get a ton of extra mucus from it, ton of it. So sinuses, bronchial, lungs, so then here's where all the tumors or the cysts and things are. So My sense is, time to get off of that breast. Time to get on the fruits, berries, and melons. And this little boy's going to detoxify. I'm telling you. They have grown, but check her breast. Get some pH papers and test her breast. Check her breast milk and see if it's acidic. You don't want to feed your babies acidic milks. That is the worst thing you can do. They have grown in size and number since he is now also has them on the skin around his mouth and on his tongue. I can say that he's on the breast milk, and that is not a positive win-win. I'm going to get rid of this and do that. My guess, it's causing this problem more. He is still, he manages to drink some coconut water and watermelon juice, but nothing else, as it is painful and he cries. Wow. Well, I wouldn't breastfeed him at all. Yeah, not at all. And I would do a little maybe apple juice, a little grape juice, if you can get some good navel oranges, something like that. We worried the breast milk might be acidic from detoxifying, possibly being the cause. Yeah, well, you're right on there. And it might just not even be from the detoxifying. It might be just because her body is so acidic. So you got to look at that. Good pickup on that. Oh, yeah, he's talking about getting the pH papers. You know, I have to tell you guys, I'm proud of you guys. Because you get it. And you get how to take care of yourself. Now you're getting the pictures of two sides of chemistry. You've got a picture now that your body has a sewer system in it that they forgot that was there. And that everything in their world is blood. Almost everything in our world is lymphatic. Well, we love the blood. Come on, man. We don't forget the beautiful blood. But you treat the blood, you're going to kill them. You go get the lymphatic system straightened up and you're going to have a healthy, fun life. I want to wish you all Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever words you wish to use, who cares? Have fun. Kick back, relax, kind of get in the now, become the observer, take a nice walk, love the family. And from all of us here to all of you guys, thanks so much. We love you. Been a heck of a year. A lot of you guys got cured up. Pretty proud of that. A lot of you guys did the do. Especially that young man. I'm proud of him in the nursing home there. The quad coming out of it. You know, it's sad that you got to fight your way to happiness and to wellness. You know? But these are times, supposedly, the negative energies are coming up. That's why don't use your mind, because the mind is where you find the negative energies. You got the positive energies there, too. But if you don't play that game, because right now, the negative forces are going to be using your mind a lot. You're going to have thoughts in there. You're going, did I think that? Well, it controls the mind. So you're going to see a lot of thoughts coming your way that not yours. Just talk to the hand. I'm in the now. I'm watching. That's all I need to do. I'm not sleeping. I'm more awake. When I'm thinking, I'm sleeping because I'm just thinking and my attention is lost in thoughts. You ever just see there and daydream and then you go, oh, yeah. Of course. Thoughts take you on journeys. That's why you can travel through thought anywhere you want. It'll take you anywhere. Thoughts like that, right? When you learn how fast that is. But consciousness is ever present and always yours because that's what you are. So I love you guys. Have fun. Have fun eating. We're going to go Indian tonight, a bunch of us. And I'm going to give my Indian boys some bonuses and have some fun. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, be sure to visit his website, Dr. Morris's herbalhealthclub.com, for more information. And if you have a question for Dr. Morris to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. On the next episode from Q&A 151 on YouTube, Dr. Morris will discuss the Master Cleanse, pulmonary fibrosis, and dandruff. So until then, stay happy and come back soon.